Title: Vocal Sample Sit and Blend from Scratch for 90s Rave Flavor Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most important jungle and drum and bass mixing skills, taking a raw vocal sample and making it sit inside a 172 BPM roller like it belongs there. Because in 90s rave records, vocals weren't treated like a modern pop lead. They were treated like samples, short, punchy, sometimes rough, and glued into the drums and bass. That's the vibe we're building. Tight timing, controlled dynamics, gritty tone, and just enough space to feel alive. Open Ableton Live, and let's build it from scratch with stock devices. First up, pick the right vocal sample. Aim for a short phrase, an MC shout, a little spoken fragment, a diva one-liner, anything that feels like a hook in 1 to 3 seconds. If your sample is longer, that's fine, but we're going to chop it down. In this style, long vocals tend to ramble and fight the groove. Short wins. Now drop your vocal onto an audio track. Before we do anything else, we're going to make a mono first decision. Put utility at the very start of the track and set width to 0%. This is temporary, but it's a beginner's superpower. If the vocal works in mono against busy breaks, it will translate everywhere. We'll add width later using returns and layers, not by making the main vocal wide. Next, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That puts us right in the classic rolling zone. Now let's warp the sample correctly, because this is where sitting in the pocket actually starts. Click the clip, turn warp on, and choose a warp mode. If it's a full phrase, start with Complex Pro. If it's more shouty and clean, try tones. If you're in Complex Pro, leave formants around 0 to start, and keep the envelope around the default area, roughly 128. If you're in tones, try grain size around 20 to 40. Now the big move, align the phrase to the groove. Don't just line it up on bar 1 and call it a day. In drum and bass, vocals often feel best when the important syllable lands on an offbeat, or even just before the snare, like it's pushing the rhythm forward. So find the key word, the one that matters, and place that so it feels intentional against your drums. If the sample is loosely timed, you can use warp from here, straight, then manually correct with warp markers. Keep it tight, but don't sterilize it. Here's a very DNB micro timing trick. Nudge the whole vocal slightly early. I'm talking 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier. Not a whole grid step, just a tiny push so it feels like it's leaning into the beat. Subtle. If you hear it as early, you went too far. If it just feels more urgent, you nailed it. Okay, now we chop for the 90s vibe. Go to Arrangement View. Duplicate the clip or copy out sections. Your goal is 1 to 2 bar phrases max. Slice on syllables with split. Then create a stutter right before a snare moment. You can repeat a tiny piece at a 16th note or 8th note rate leading into a fill. And don't forget the secret ingredient, gaps. Silence is part of the hook in jungle. You want the vocal to feel like it's answering the drums, not droning over them. A simple arrangement approach. Tease the vocal every 4 bars in the A section, then bring it in every 2 bars at the drop, call and response with the drums. Then in the breakdown, you can do a long tail moment with a filter and a throw. Now let's gain stage, because if you skip this, every device you add is going to behave unpredictably. Use clip gain, not the track fader, to set the input into your chain. Bring the clip gain down so your vocal peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS. This gives you headroom for saturation and parallel grit later. Think of it like this. Clip gain sets how hard you hit the processing. The track fader is your final how loud is it in the mix control. Now we build the core chain that makes it sit. First device after utility, EQ8 for cleanup. Start with a high pass filter. Try 24 dB per octave at around 150 Hz. If it's a deep male voice, you can go lower, maybe 120. If your bass is huge, you might go higher, even 180. You're removing stuff that competes with the sub and kick region. Then cut mod. Wide Q, around 250 to 450 Hz, minus 2 to minus 5 dB. If it's harsh, dip gently around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs presence, add a small wide boost around 1 to 3 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. And quick reality check. If your snare is already cracking hard in the upper mids, don't blindly boost the same zone on the vocal. In DNB, everything fights for the same few inches of space. Sometimes the right move is to cut, not boost. Next, compression. Add Ableton's compressor. We want a stable vocal that doesn't randomly jump out and distract you from the drums. Start with ratio 3:1 or 4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep a bit of bite. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, which tends to feel tempo-friendly here. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Listen for pumping. If it's breathing weirdly, lengthen the release. If it's still spiky, shorten the attack a bit. Next, saturation for rave bite. Add saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Start with analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and then bring the output down so the level matches when you bypass it. Do a read-a-la/B. Same loudness, better attitude. Turn on soft clip if you have it. This helps the vocal feel printed like it came from hardware or a sampler, which is exactly the direction we want. Optional, but very jungle. A gate. If there's noise or you want those tight, disciplined cuts between phrases, add gate. Set the threshold so it closes between words. Return at 0. Hold around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You want it clean, not chattering. And if it feels too chopped, back off the threshold or lengthen the release. Now, two EQ passes are often easier than one. We already did clean up EQ before compression. Later, we'll do a final tone or era limit EQ at the end. That way your compressor isn't reacting to junk frequencies, and you still get to print the vibe at the end. Before we get fancy, do a listen quiet check. Turn your monitor down until the kick and snare are barely audible. At that quiet level, you should still recognize the vocal phrase, but it shouldn't feel loud. If it disappears, don't immediately crank the fader. First, look at the midrange. A small change around 1 to 3kHz or making space in something else often fixes it faster than volume. Now let's build the 90s space. Not huge, modern, cinematic reverb. Think short room plus delay throws. Create return and call it rave room. Add hybrid reverb in algorithmic mode. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds. Low cut 200 to 400hz. High cut 6 to 10kHz. Then after the reverb, add saturator with a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB, just to rough it up. And optionally add a Q8 after that and band limit it even more, like low cut around 250 and high cut around 7 to 9kHz. That band limited ambience is a big part of the old record feel. Now return B, call it dub delay, add echo, set time to 1/8 note or 1/4 note. Dotted eighth can be super classic for movement. Feedback 20 to 40%. Filter it. High pass around 200hz, low pass around 6 to 8kHz. Add a tiny bit of modulation, maybe 2 to 8%, for wobble. After echo, put a limiter or a light compressor to catch spikes, because delay feedback can jump out fast. Now send your vocal to the room subtly, maybe around minus 18 to minus 10 dB of send level depending on the sample. For delay, keep it low most of the time. We're going to automate throws rather than washing every bar. Now for the secret sauce, a parallel grit return. This is instant 90s attitude without destroying intelligibility. Create return C and call it grit bus. First, auto filter. Set it to bandpass. Tune it somewhere in the midrange. Roughly 700hz up to 3.5kHz. That's the radio grit zone. Keep resonance modest, around 0.7 to 1.2. Then add overdrive. Drive somewhere between 20 and 50%. Set tone around the middle. Dry wet around 30 to 60%. Optionally add redux, but go easy. A little downsample, like 2 to 6. Bit reduction minimal, like 0 to 2 or even off. Then a tiny hybrid reverb after that. Decay 0.3 to 0.6 seconds, with a high cut around 6 to 8k. Now send the main vocal to this grit bus very quietly. Start around minus 24 dB. And here's the mindset. You want to feel it more than you hear it. When you mute the grit return, it should suddenly feel too clean and too modern. When it's on, it feels like it came off a sampler. Next, let's make it sit with the drums and bass using masking and sidechain. First, sidechain from the snare, subtly, on the vocal track. Add another compressor after your main tone shaping. Enable sidechain. Choose your snare track or drum bus as input. Ratio 2:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms. Set the threshold so the vocal ducks just 1 to 3 dB when the snare hits. That tiny dip lets the snare stay the leader without you turning the vocal down. Advanced beginner-friendly twist. Duck just the room, not the dry vocal. Put a compressor on return A. The rave room return. Side chain it from the snare. Aim for 2 to 5 dB reduction only on snare hits. Now the snare stays punchy, but the vocal doesn't disappear. That's a very mix smart move. Now check bass masking. If you have a Reese or a mid-heavy bass, it can cover the vocal's intelligibility band. If the vocal sounds boxed, try a gentle cut around 300 to 700hz on the vocal, 1 to 3 dB. If the vocal needs presence, sometimes it's better to dip the bass slightly around 1 to 3 kHz instead, so the vocal can speak without being louder. One enemy at a time. Don't change 5 things at once, or you won't learn what actually fixed it. Now let's manage sibilance without a dedicated de-esser. If your S and T sounds start spitting after saturation and echo, add multiband dynamics. Solo the high band and set the crossover around 5 to 6 kHz. Use gentle downward compression so the top end is controlled. If it starts to lisp, back off and instead reduce saturation drive or any top boosts. Now placement and believability. Keep the main vocal centered. Classic, set the vocal theater so it's audible on small speakers, but not front of the band. A good reference is, the vocal often sits just below the snare, not above it, in rolling DNB. Do another low volume check. If you can still understand it quietly and the snare still leads, you're in a great zone. If you want width, don't widen the main vocal first. Keep it mono. Instead, widen the returns. Put utility after the room or delay and set width to like 130 to 170% on the return only. Now the ambience spreads while the vocal stays anchored. That's that classic centered sample. Wide space vibe. Now we bring it to life with automation. This is where it stops beating a loop and starts being a performance. Automate the echo send at the end of phrases, so only the last word throws into delay. Automate a filter sweep in the breakdown. High pass it to build tension, or do a band pass telephone moment. And automate reverb throws. Push the room send on the last word of a bar, then pull it back right before the next bar hits, so your break stays punchy. Try to follow a discipline. One signature throw moment per 16 bars. Pick one word, make it your identity stamp, and don't overdo it everywhere else. That restraint is very 90s, and it makes the moments that do happen feel huge. Quick pro vibe options if you want darker, heavier energy. At the end of your chain, add a final EQ 8 and gently low pass around 8 to 10 kHz to avoid shiny modern top. Try pitching the vocal down 1 to 3 semitones in Complex Pro. Keep it subtle. And if you want it to feel sampled, add the tiniest chorus ensemble after the chain, mix like 5 to 15%, slow rate, low amount. You're not going for obvious chorus. This audio version is shortened for playback.